It's Texas Standard Time.
Topping the news across much of the Lone Star State on this Tuesday, what the Texas Tribune describes as a staggering $6.7 million now raised by Democrat Beto O'Rourke in his race for the seat of incumbent Senate Republican Ted Cruz. His cash comes from 141,000 contributors. No fresh numbers yet from the Cruz camp, with a filing deadline coming up on April 15th. We'll know more soon. O'Rourke's $6.7 million is expected to help close what was an earlier fundraising gap compared to the incumbent. But in the end, does it make a substantive difference? I mean, are we looking at a tipping point of sorts? Sean Theriault is a government professor at the University of Texas in Austin, and one of his specialties is congressional elections. Professor, welcome back to The Standard.
Thanks. I'm always happy to be on, David.
So before we turn to this Senate race in Texas, I guess conventional wisdom says more money in the bank means better prospects for getting elected. But conventional wisdom hasn't held up in some pretty high profile contests. I'm thinking of one very big contest in November of 2016, for example. What say you?
Thanks. I'm always happy to be on, David.
So before we turn to this Senate race in Texas, I guess conventional wisdom says more money in the bank means better prospects for getting elected. But conventional wisdom hasn't held up in some pretty high profile contests. I'm thinking of one very big contest in November of 2016, for example. What say you?
Yeah, I think that's the right way of thinking about it. Certainly money helps, but money isn't the be-all and end-all. I mean, it takes money to get your name out there, for people to know about your story, but it takes a heck of a lot more than that to win an election.
Yeah, sure. And there are also these dynamics that seem to be changing. For instance, if you have a pushback against incumbents, you can it's a real wild card. So let's take a look at what's happening here with Beto O'Rourke. How significant do you read this, that he's managed to put together a war chest like, what, $6 million is what's being reported now?
Sure, you'd certainly rather be in a position where you're raising a lot of money, like Beto is. And perhaps even more important is that he's getting that from lots of different sources, and a lot of those sources are in Texas. So there's no doubt that those are all really good signs. But what that does is it's just setting up a race that could become competitive. Certainly if he wasn't able to raise money, that would be a very bad sign for him, being in a state of Texas and running against an incumbent. But to the extent that he's developing a bit of a war chest, and it seems like it has some Texas roots, that's certainly going to bode well, but by no means does that mean that this race is his.
Now, you've mentioned that there are some Texas roots here, but also some of this money is coming in from out of state. How significant is that, and what is the significance, would you say?
So certainly Texas dollars are better for him than California dollars or New York dollars. But I mean, at the end of the day, a dollar is a dollar. And so the extent that those dollars coming in from other states are certainly going to help him bottom line. They're certainly going to give him a louder microphone from which he can speak during the general election. And so he'll take the money wherever he can get it. But to the extent that he does have some Texas roots indicates that at least there's some popularity to his campaign.
Could that be a liability, though? I mean, could Cruz use that as a way to paint Beto O'Rourke into a corner, say, you know, hey, look, you're having to rely on money from outside of Texas here to mount a serious contest.
I think that could be one of the lines that he has, but let's not forget that Ted Cruz is a pretty national fundraising base himself from his presidential runs and even before that. So he'll be a little bit careful to be throwing stones in glass houses.
Some have said that this could be considered an anomaly in the political science world. I mean, Beto O'Rourke's campaign strategy isn't what you call typical in the congressional campaign arena, right?
I think that's true. I mean, he's sworn off some of those PAC monies and some of that national money. He's been careful to not forget that he's running in the state of Texas, which has a pretty good Republican record.
Why does it matter? Why are the newspapers and the political journals talking about this as one of their top stories today? Where does this money have an impact?
What we're looking at are some early signs to indicate that this race is going to be as competitive as the O'Rourke people are telling it is. And at this point, we really can't trust the polling. It's way early, and polls are pretty expensive. So we just get these little snapshots of data that suggest that there's something might be happening here. Mm-hmm. And so to the extent that money is one of those things that has to be regularly reported, then it becomes one of these touchstones that we can all check in on over the course of a campaign to see if the feel that we get from the campaign actually shows some evidence in the data that we collect.
What do you read? What's your takeaway, the significance of this story that Beto O'Rourke now has a war chest of $6.7 million?
Let's start from the premise that if he didn't have as big a war chest, or he wasn't doing a good job at raising money, then I think that we would default into the story that this is a Republican state, an incumbent that's pretty popular. But to the extent that he is raising money indicates that this could become a competitive race. But a lot of things are going to have to break his way over the course of the campaign. So what the war chest tells us, the money war chest, is that there's enough for us to keep talking about this story. There's no reason we shouldn't be covering this as a potentially competitive race.
Sean Theriault is a government professor at the University of Texas at Austin. Professor, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Thanks.